our Italian journalist from Gazzetta dello Sport is Emmanuel Giulianelli. He joins us right now. Morning, Ema.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
Yeah, not bad at all, mate, not bad. The statement from Massimo Cellino yesterday, well, I think, we were surprised about the timing of it, and I think a lot of people are thinking this is the beginning of the end of Massimo Cellino at Elland Road. What are you hearing from your end?
I think that sadly it can be so. I think that this statement in this particular moment can really be the beginning of the of Cellino that can leave the Leeds United in the next future. I think that he is very disappointed. I talked with him just a few minutes, and he seemed to be very very sad about what happened to him in these months in England. He have found too many obstacles in his path. They have created him too many problems. In this month, he has done a lot of efforts for the team. He loved this team, but there were too many things. What I'm talking about. Too many problems by the federation, by the law in Italy to try to catch him, to condemn him for something that he thinks to be honest, not to be guilty. He's very sad, and I think that he will leave. He and his family will leave Leeds United. I think that they are waiting now. They are waiting because they want to wait until the team is in a situation more quiet of ranking of the club, that is not like now, but when the club will be in a more quiet situation of ranking, I think that they will think about leave the club.
Yeah, he's already said, Ema, that he's already offloaded some of his shares already. He didn't say who to.
Yeah.
So do you think he is now actively, you know, searching for more investment and someone to take over the club long term? That is happening now. He's trying to find this new buyer.
I think that the idea is that to find a new investor that step by step can take all the club and can leave him free to leave the club. I think yes.
A lot of people have said over, you know, certain times in Leeds ownership, and obviously Cellino came into a mess really that was left by GFH. They're still involved with the club. Do you think he will just sell the club to the highest bidder, or do you think because he's come out and he says he cares for the club and things like that, and he wanted to stay here long term, that he will look for a particular type of person to buy the club? Or is he looking to sell quickly?
Good question. No, I think he doesn't want to sell the club quickly. As I said to you, if he wanted, he could have sold the club even quicker. But you want to wait, because I think that what I hope that a lot of fans in Leeds have understood in these months is that he very cares about Leeds United. He doesn't want to leave Leeds United in the hands of someone that he doesn't trust, just because maybe he can do a very important offer or a quick offer. I think he will leave Leeds United in good hands, so he wants to wait. He will wait the offer that can give an important future to Leeds United. No, he won't sell the Leeds United to the first one. We'll give you the money he asks.
Do you think, Ema, that there's any situation that could happen over the next 2 to 3 months, maybe by the end of the season, that would convince Massimo Cellino to stay at Leeds United?
I think so. I think that I hope so. I hope that maybe with a sort of absolution by the trials, by the maybe he can think back to remain elite. I mean, the fact is that he's very happy with Leeds United, but now in this particular moment, he feels so sad, so disappointed, as I said to you. Maybe if the things will change in some way, he can think back to leave Leeds United. But in this moment, his decision is to leave the club. In the future, we will see. Maybe he will change his mind.
Yeah, he stated in the statement yesterday, which was one of the things that I found quite interesting in it, that he said, you know, while he's already ousted, the Football League is now pursuing a new claim against me based on circumstances that do not belong to me and have already been clarified and heavily stigmatised by my lawyers. So plenty of his thinking coming into making this statement is that he feels that, you know, he maybe could win this case against the Football League, but, you know, they're already pursuing further action against him. So the future, you know, is very much uncertain. And, you know, I think it's been stated in the past that, you know, other cases are pending in Italy and, you know, that could cause future bans and this same situation he's in now to happen time and time again.
Yes, I think so. I think it's like a circle that happen again. Trials in Italy, trials in the Football League. I think for him it's a very, very difficult situation. He didn't expect it when he came to Leeds. He wanted to build up an important team, a club that can compete for the promotion. And in the next years, he has a plan for next years for the Premier League for sure. But he has seen lot of obstacles, lot of people that don't want him. He sees that there are people who don't want him to be the president, and they are doing everything to leave him out of Leeds United. So now this is his feeling.
And if this is to be the beginning of the end of Massimo Cellino's time here in Leeds, it must be very frustrating for him and for the fans as well. Only a couple of months ago, before Christmas, before all this happened, or even at the time, he was, you know, he came back from Bahrain saying he'd secured this investment deal that was going to leave the club in the best situation for 30 years. So, you know, and it was a bright future ahead for Leeds United. And then, you know, events happened with the Football League, and obviously, you know, he's taken a lot of legal advice and decided that potentially now, you know, he may have to step away from the club. So it will be tinged with sadness and, you know, what could have been for Leeds, you know, should this kind of investment deal had gone ahead in the first place. So it's, yeah, terribly sad if he isn't to stay in charge of Leeds that, you know, this potential massive deal for the club never happened.
The situation is precipitated in, as you said, in the last 2 months, because before Christmas no one expected this situation. You said that Massimo Cellino had done a lot of effort, even financial, to put the club in a very important economic situation. You've seen and a lot of money spent in the transfer market in the summer, a lot of money invested in the club. Then there was the sentence, there was the appeal, and then all is changed now. But I don't think that the things will the problem will be solved in the future very short. I think that they will need time to solve the situation. What is important now is that the club, that the team, will be kept away from this kind of things. I think that they have to think only about the field, about the pitch. And I know it's not easy, because hearing all these things about the president, about the club that can be sold, the new investor, things like that, can distract the team from. But I think they have to focus on to avoid the the lower part of the ranking to keep in English Championship, and then to think about the future. But I think that Neil Redfern knows very well what to do to preserve the team from all these rumors, to keep them closed in the restroom, and to think just only about the next game. That from now until the end of the season, the next game will be as a final. As a, they have to play like in a final, because now everything is important to guarantee a brilliant future to this team. I think even to put the team in very good shape under the eyes of a possible new investor, I think.